We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh Hashanah Chaim Yachem and Bichlof Zeliyo where Mishav is Perek Vav Mishnah Dalid Lo Yetzeho Ish V'lo Lo V'sayif V'lo V'keshes V'lo B'tris V'lo V'ala V'lo V'romach. Mishnah here has a list telling us that a man should not go out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim on Shabbos with any of these weapons. A saif is a sword, a keshes is a bow, a tris is a shield, Allah is a round wooden shield, some say it's a club, a mace, which is a club with a round ball at its tip, and lova romach, not with the spear. And then the Mishnah says, im yatza chayv chata, says the Tanakama, if you go out with this on Shabbos, it's just a ramen, this is an issur d'oraisa. Because these are not garments, they're not ornaments, they're not jewelry, so they're considered a masa. And therefore, a person who carries them out is chayv a karban chatas. Now, the Mishnah here also, there's a going out with a into Rosh Hashanah Rabim wearing these articles. Let's say he goes out before Shabbos. He's allowed to continue wearing them on Shabbos. That's not an issue. The problem, of course, would be putting them on Shabbos, l'chatchila, that we should not do. Number two is if you would hold them in your hand, so that obviously would be an issue of muksa to begin with, and then the issue of hotza of carrying. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, tachshitin hain lo. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, you have this pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Hey, the pasuk says, Chagor charbecha al yorech, gird your sword on your thigh, gibor. Hod chava hadarecha, referring the fact that this is your majesty, this is your splendor. So the pasuk says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the sword must be an object of splendor, of that it's hadar, something toed. So therefore, it must be an adornment. Now, what type of sword are we talking about? So, according to many of the Farshim, the sword we're discussing is a sword that's worn, hanging from a person's belt, or strapped to his thigh. And even though it's being worn, the Chachamim say, putting this on Shabbos, going out on Shabbos, unless you had it on before Shabbos, this is considered a burden, and you're chayiv for that. Now, that would be true of the sword that the Mishnah is speaking about. What about the other weapons? Let's say we have a spear or the club or the shield. Now, obviously, I'm not wearing that. Those are things that I'm carrying in my hand. However, other Mefarshim say, no, when we speak about the weapons here, they're all being worn. Even the spear somehow, and the club somehow, and the shield somehow. They're strapped to the body in some fashion. And that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that even when wearing them, this is going to be Chiyuv Chatas according to the Tanakhama. That's a tremendous Chiddush. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Tachshitin Hein Lo. So this is the opposite extreme. According to, it's possible to say that Rabbi Eliezer is coming to tell me there's so much adornments, there's so much considered a Tachsha jewelry, that if you carry them, they may be considered an adornment even when they're held in your hand, which is the opposite extreme that Rabbi Eliezer would hold. So different ways to understand the types of weapons we're talking about. Are you wearing them? Are you carrying them in your hand? And when the Chachamim say Yichayv Karban Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer says Tachshitin Eilo, the question as to how I'm carrying them. There's an additional issue is when Rabbi Eliezer says that, oh, it's a Tachshit and therefore it's allowed to be carried on the on Shabbos. So what is he telling me? Is he telling me that this is permitted? Or is he when he says Tachshitim Enlo? Or is he just arguing with the Tanakama? When the Tanakama says Ichayev Echatas, Rabbi Eliezer says no, Tachshitim Enlo. You wouldn't necessarily be Ichayev Echatas. This is important to know because if a person, let's say, has an item that he's carrying in his hand, let's say it's a complete adornment for him. Let's say you have a person who has a cane and it's a silver cane and it's very fancy. So is that a person who can go out with Rosh Hashanah Rabim holding a cane in his hand? So that may be, that could be Rabbi Eliezer's position based on this Mishnah, but not 100% clear. The Chachamim respond to Rabbi Eliezer. This is the same Chachamim as the Tanakhama defending their position against Rabbi Eliezer. No, ain't an Elo Lignai. No, don't tell me that these weapons are Tachshit and Elo, are considered an adornment, a Tachshit, and therefore either they're Mutter to wear or carry out in your hand, or at least they're not chayiv karmon chatas. No, they're not considered tachshitim at all because they're a disgrace. Why they're a disgrace? How do I know that we wouldn't call this a tachshit? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshayo Perek Beis v'chitesu charvosam leitim machani so sehem lemaz meros. That in the Lasan level, they're going to beat their swords into plowshares and the spears into hooks. Lo yisa goyel goy cherev volidu ol milchama. So what do you see from this pasuk? You see from here that the Chachamim hold that if these weapons were considered a tachshit, a dormant, why would we get rid of them in Lasi Lava, in the days of Mashiach? Obviously, when the Navi is telling me that not only are wars going to stop, but look what's going to happen to the weapons. Why do they have to change the weapons? Must be that they're weapons. They're not tachshitim, and that's why there's this description that the weapons are somehow going to change into some other type of kli. Biris tahora, the Mishnah continues, a garter is tahora, is not susceptible to tumah. Why? Because it's not a garment. It's something that's an article that serves something else. It serves the stocking. The garter serves the stocking for women. And therefore, it's no different than like a ring that serves a kli. That's also not mekabel tumah. V'yotzin bava Shabbos. But even though it's not considered a kli, it's not mekabel tumah because it's only secondary to a kli because it serves another kli. Nonetheless, the considered garments enough that you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. It's not considered a masa, nor are we afraid you're going to remove it, because if you did, then the woman's now, her leg would be exposed. So we're not afraid of that either. And therefore, yotzin ba with this biris, with this garter on Shabbos. Kivalim Tameim, however, these ankle chains are Tamei. What are these ankle chains? So Bar Tanura tells you a story here. He says, Mishpacha achas ha'isho b'Yisholayim, shupsiosen gasos. There was a family in Yisholayim, and they used to take very large strides. That's just the way they walked. Vayubesulei and Noshin, and the girls, because they would walk with very large strides, they would experience hymenal bleeding at an earlier time in their lives, and the basulin would literally fall out. So because of that, they didn't want to be, this is what we would call in Ksuvus of Mukas Eitz, where there's some type of injury and they lose the basulim. You certainly don't get married under those circumstances. You have many questions that the husband may have. So to avoid that, they had these straps, they had these kavalim, these chains, and they would wear them in order so that their steps be much smaller, and therefore they wouldn't have this issue of the basulim of being destroyed earlier on in their lives. So kavalim tmeim, and therefore they're mekabel tumah because they're considered these gold chains. They would connect, let's say, one garter to the other. The girls would have to take smaller steps, and since the chain serves the girl herself, her body, and not another kli, as opposed to the garters we mentioned, the kavalim before. So the beerits we mentioned before. Therefore, these kavalim are tmeim; they serve the body itself. They yotzin b'hem b'Shabbos, nor can they go without on Shabbos. Why not? Why is this not considered a jewelry, a tachshit? Because they're made of gold, and when you remove them, you would not expose the leg. So then we're afraid she may remove them to show they're made of gold. They're very fancy. So as she removed them to show a friend, and it's not an act of immodesty at all. So we're afraid she may take them off, and therefore you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Perek Vav Mishnah. Hey, Yotza Isha V'chutei Se'ar, Bein Mishela, Bein Mishel Chaver. So you have a woman, she has bands of hair, it's human hair, and now it's like a braid she puts in her hair. Now, we mentioned the wool and the linen strands that she put in her hair, and we worried about the concern about that considered a chatzitza. However, here, we're less concerned. Human hair allows the water to pass through, so it's not considered interposition for the purposes of tevila. So we're not afraid that a woman may take them out. So that's why the Mishnah says she can go out with these chutei seyar. Not only Mishela, not only when they're hers, and we know she's not afraid to take them off because to go to mikvah she can keep them in her hair because they loosen very easily. But also, baby Michelle Chaverta, what's Michelle Chaverta? Why is our friends different? Because it could be a woman may say, you know what? You know, this is not my hair anyway. I got these strands of hair from my friend. She may remove them because she doesn't like the way they look, and she may carry them rishus harabim. We're not afraid of that. Bein Michelle Behema, that's even true. If it's made, the Mefarshim assume it's horse's hair. That's where these strands of hair come from that she's putting in her hair. Obviously, she can't braid them completely, and then that's a bigger problem to take them out. But Bein Michelle Behema also, she's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because we're not afraid, assuming it's not braided into her, it's not fastened to her hair, this is acceptable as well. Uvit Totefes, what else could a woman go out with? These are ribbons that were attached to that sits, to that that band that was across from one temple to the other, and the Sanbutim, these headpieces would hang down over the temples. So that's allowed. The Totefes, rather, that's the first item. We mentioned that was the gold plate. That was the tzitz. And the Sanbutim were the ribbons that were attached to it. So these are allowed bisman shein tfurim. Remember, earlier in the parak we learned, oh, well, they're not tofer. They're not sewn. So, but here they are sewn onto the hat she's wearing. So it's not, we're not afraid she's going to remove them at all to show to her friends because they're attached to the hat. And when they're attached to that, she'd have to remove the hat in order to remove them. And of course, she's not going to uncover her hair in public. Vikavul, this is a cloth pad which was worn underneath this totefes and protected the forehead so it wouldn't get injured or irritated. So, and a woman would sometimes wear this by itself. So the kavul, uve peanachus, or with a wig that's made of human hair, lechatzer. She can wear these in a chatzer, not in a rishus harabim, but in a chatzer. Now, what is this about? So if you remember, we've mentioned in the past. So let's talk about the case of the items in this Mishnah. The items in this Mishnah, we said a woman is allowed to go out with it in a rishus harabim because we're not afraid she's going to take them off at all. That's not a problem. But the last two points, the last two items, we are afraid she may take them off. So, and if you remember, we mentioned these earlier in the parak, and we didn't allow this woman to go into a Rosh Hasharabim with these items. And we had items, if you recall, we didn't even allow a woman to take to wear into a chatzer because she was afraid she's going to take them off. So, so here, why do we allow a woman to go into a chatzer? So we mentioned this in the past. There are certain items we don't want a woman to be misgan al baila. We want a woman at least to be attractive to her husband. So we may not allow her to wear all different types of ornaments that we're afraid, because we're afraid she may take them off, but some basic ones we allow. So the kavul in this Mishnah, which is the forehead pen, and the peyanachos, and this type of wig, we allow her to wear, not in a Rosh Hasharabim, but we allow her to wear it in a chatzer. Just one interesting point about the fact that we seem to be strict in general with women wearing jewelry. We're afraid she may take it off to show a friend. But it seems that nowadays, even in places where there's no Eruv, women are wearing jewelry on Shabbos. They're wearing necklaces, they're wearing rings, they're wearing bracelets in a Rosh Hasharabim, places where there's no Eruv, where you can't have an Eruv, and there's no problem. The question is why that is. The Mefarshim have different possibilities to justify that practice. Some will claim that it's rare to have a real Rosh Hasharabim nowadays. That may be because real Rosh Hasharabim has to have 600,000 people traveling there daily, and it's rare for us to have such a thing. And others claim that is not necessary to have 600,000 in order to serve something to have the status of Rosh Hasharabim, as long as it's 16 amos wide and it's straight and goes from city to city and it's not covered. Some of the rules we'll learn about Rosh Hasharabim in this Masechta and in Erevin. So that may not justify why it is. Others claim that the reason why there was an issue of wearing jewelry in Rosh Hasharabim in the days of the Gemara is because it was rare that women wore jewelry. So when they were wearing jewelry, it was a big deal, and they would take it off. Potentially, there was a concern they would take it off to show someone. So therefore, the Rachachamim said not to, no, they shouldn't wear it, even though a tachshit generally should be allowed. Others claim Baruch HaShulchan has a nice idea that where we say Nashim Chashuvos nowadays. This is true why women, the halacha is that they're supposed to recline the night of the Seder, because an Isha Chashuva is supposed to recline. Another halacha that apply to Isha Chashuva, this is one of them. So when Isha Chashuva is allowed to wear that crown we mentioned in the past, and women who are chashuvos don't have to take off their jewelry to show it off to other people. That's just not the way they act. That's not the way they conduct themselves. And therefore, since nashim today are chashuvos, there's no concern about that either. In addition, women generally would not leave their home, so they would visit people on Shabbos, and they also wouldn't necessarily come to not all the shuls had an Ezras Nashim. So the time when they would see their friends typically would be on a Shabbos, but it would be in the street. So that would be a time they want to show their jewelry. Now women see each other in shul anyway, so they can show their jewelry in shul. Now women see themselves, they're out during the week, so they could have showed their jewelry during the week. There's no reason for them to show them on Shabbos. Various reasons that are offered amongst the Mefarshim as to why nowadays women wear jewelry and we're not concerned they're going to take it off and they wear it in a Rishus HaRabim HaGomer. Mishnah continues here, b'moch sheba azda. What else is a woman allowed to go out with on Shabbos? And this is a moch, is literally a cloth. This is a cloth that she has in her ear. And there, it's there to absorb the, says the Batuna, the lecha shel tsoasa ozen. It's there, any moisture in the ear, it's there, protect her from that. So any wax, if the wax is running at all, it will absorb it. That's allowed. Uva moksha basandala, and a cloth that's in her sandal in order that it doesn't rub, it doesn't irritate her. Uva moksha eskina linidasa, and a moch, a cloth that she's set aside, because she's a nida, and there may be blood, she may be bleeding, and it's falling. According to some, it's because it's this way protects her clothing, and others say no, to protect her clothing, that would not be allowed. That would be an issur of caring. But if it's there to protect the blood from falling on her body, and that would be uncomfortable, that's allowed. Now, the issue of putting, of having this cloth or this cotton ball, whatever, in the ear or in the sandal, that's only if it's securely fastened and it's not going to fall out, and we're not afraid you're going to carry it. But if it's not, so then we're going to be concerned with that as well. Says the Mishnah, bepilpel uvegargir melach. She can go out with pepper literally in her mouth. This is for bad breath. Gargir melach means a piece of salt. If there's any pain from a toothache, this would help alleviate the pain. Anything she places in our mouth, any spice she put in our mouth, ginger or cinnamon. So this is allowed as long as she doesn't put it in our mouth. Why can't you be lechatchila b'Shabbos? Because this is Rafu. Rafu is not allowed on Shabbos. Can't take medicine on Shabbos in general, because we're afraid you may violate melach of tochin, of grinding. So, but if it was in our mouth before Shabbos, we're not afraid about her carrying this on Shabbos. That's not an issue of carrying. Vim nafal, but of course, if it fell out, lo tachzir, she should not put it back. You can't put it back initially, because it's like putting refu lechatchila, not allowed. Mishnah concludes, shein toseves v'shein shelzav, Rabbi Matir v'chachamim osrim. Here you have a false tooth, or a tooth with a gold crown. So Rabbi says, this is a lot of women can go out with this, with a false tooth or a gold crown. We're not afraid she's going to take it out, because they're just going to show her regular tooth, which obviously, it doesn't look so nice, which is why she has this tooth. Or maybe there's no tooth there at all. So Rabbi says it's mutzvah. Chachamim say it's aser. Why? People make fun of her, with this false tooth, and she may then remove it and may end up carrying it.